This weekend, the church gloriously celebrates all the saints in heaven. Perhaps at times you've been asked why the church gives honor to the saints or why we pray to them. Maybe you've wondered that yourselves from time to time. Well, I can't think of any better time to look at these ideas than All Saints' Day. First of all, you may remember from your catechism class that the church is actually made up of three parts. We here on earth, living our lives, coming to know the Lord, are called the church militant. We're the church militant because we struggle against evil, against sin, against the devil. We are foot soldiers for Christ on earth, and we couldn't have a better general. We also have brothers and sisters who aid us in our struggles, who have died before us and have entered the glory of heaven. And these people we call the church triumphant, because they have triumphed in the battle of their earthly lives, and they are now in their eternal home, in God's presence in heaven. The third part of the church, you may recall, is called the church suffering. And these are the people who have died and are being purified in purgatory, being cleansed and prepared to enter heaven at the end of the world. Together, the church militant here on earth, the church triumphant in heaven, and the church suffering in purgatory comprise the communion of saints, and we are all united in the body of Christ. A lot of times, we tend to think of the church as the Pope, the bishops, the priests, the laity, and the religious, and of course, Christ, but we sometimes forget about these other two branches. And this weekend and on Monday, we try to rectify that somewhat. On Monday, All Souls Day, we pray for our loved ones in purgatory, being purified to enter the perfection of heaven. But today, we celebrate with great joy all of those who, having been judged and found worthy, have joined our Lord in paradise. Now, notice a distinction in the preposition we use. We pray for the souls in purgatory, but we pray to the saints in heaven. Those in purgatory are undergoing purification, which includes some suffering. Seeing more clearly now than they did while they were on the earth, they not only understand their own sinfulness more, but they are also regretting more the pain that it caused themselves and others, and they ache to be more completely united with God. The good news for them is that they will get to heaven once their purification has been completed. Unlike the people in hell who will never be reunited with God, our brothers and sisters in purgatory are indeed going to spend eternity in paradise at the end of their preparation. So we pray for them, especially on All Souls Day, because our prayers can actually assist them in their purification and bring them some comfort and consolation. When we pray for them, we show that we are indeed one body in Christ. We love them. We have not forgotten them, and we look forward to being reunited with them in heaven. But we never pray for saints. They are already in heaven with God. They are friends of God whose life on earth was holy enough to allow them to enter directly into his glorious kingdom. What more could they want? They see the face of God at all times, and they are supremely happy and fulfilled. Our prayers can't assist them in any way, but their prayers can assist us. They have figured it out. They know how to beat sin and the enemy. They know how to navigate the dangers of the world and embrace God's grace to propel them into heaven. And so rather than praying for them, we pray to them, asking them to help us on our own Christian journey. Now, someone might ask you, well, why not pray directly to Jesus instead? Surely he can show you the way to be a Christian, right? Well, yes, absolutely. Pray directly to Jesus. He is the one mediator between God and man. And so you'd be foolish if you didn't pray directly to Jesus. But most Christians that I know also do that, but they also ask other people to pray for them all the time. It might be the faithful woman who comes to church every morning, snow, rain, or shine, or a priest, or a minister, or maybe even some young child who hasn't yet been tainted by the world and is close to the heart of Christ. But we all ask others to pray for us a lot. And we do it because, first, we're a community that joins together to pray for each other's needs. Secondly, other people sometimes can pray better than we can, especially if we're upset or dealing with some difficulty in our lives. And thirdly, Jesus told us to pray for each other. So if we can ask other flawed human beings to pray for us, why wouldn't we ask our perfected brothers and sisters in heaven who know God so much more intimately than we do? We are united with them in the communion of saints, and they desire to pray for us and for our needs. And so we pray to them, asking them to help us. But All Saints Day is not just about asking the saints for help. Today we also honor them. They have done it. They're models for us. One thing that Jesus really can't do is to be his own disciple. And the saints that we honor today teach us how to do this. We honor them for that. We are proud of them and inspired by them. We want to learn from them, and we want to encourage others to be like them. It's built into our human nature to laud and honor people of greatness. And unlike the celebrities that dominate the media today, these men and women of God truly are worthy of emulation and praise. Now, we never adore the saints like we do God, but we do venerate them and brag about them because they did it right, and now they enjoy eternal bliss with God because of it. The saints have much to teach us. They exemplify an all-consuming love for God, such as St. Bernard of Clairvaux or St. Teresa of Avila. They demonstrate charity and total caring for others, such as St. Elizabeth Ann Seton or St. Martin de Porres. They show us heroic courage and faithfulness, like St. Joan of Arc and St. Maximilian Kolbe. We study the saints because we want to be saints someday. A saint is simply anyone who lives in heaven, and that is the goal of our lives. Today's gospel helps give us the way to become saints, the rules by which they achieved their holiness. Be meek. Be a peacemaker. Be clean of heart. The Beatitudes are a cheat sheet for becoming a saint. Any one of them could take a lifetime to perfect, and yet we are called to breathe them all. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Most of us in this church today are not poor. We eat well, we have good homes and jobs and comforts. But we are called to embrace a certain spirit of poverty, detaching ourselves from our wealth, not making an idol out of our possessions, not improperly treasuring the material goods of the world. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We should not just do the right thing, but we should yearn that the right things be done, to protect the vulnerable and the abused, to long for justice to be done to all. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. We are called to stand strong in our faith, no matter what the culture throws at us, no matter how they mock our gospel values. These Beatitudes are our signpost to sainthood. Brothers and sisters, I am not yet a saint, But on this All Saints Day, I invite you to join me in redoubling our efforts to become saints. Let's pray to them, asking them for our help, or for help for our lives. Let's honor them and their success. Let's learn about them so that we can live Christian charity better and with the help of the Beatitudes. And let's remember that they were once, as we are now, struggling through the difficulties of life, trying to figure things out, working on building that relationship with God. They kept their eye on the Lord, receiving Him regularly in the Most Blessed Sacrament, as we will do in a few minutes. Let's ask all the saints, those whose names we know and those who have not been canonized, to help us join them in true friendship with God.